Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Abel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP. All right.
Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Troy Nelson, and this is Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the saddest Factory Records debut and a debut full-length album from Claude. Mintz has somehow already perfected the balance required to write a perfect pop song. They have lyrics that combine detail and relatable stories with the perfect repeatable earworm hook. Or why not? A couple of hooks. Quietly delivered vocals, sometimes sweet, sometimes fierce. Great sounds, punchy drums, rich chords, emotional dynamics, and just heaps and piles of vibe. Claude the songwriter met Josh Mayling, the producer, in college. Shout out Syracuse University. And they began working together, eventually naming the project Toast. I love Toast. They released an EP in the summer of 2018 called EP. Josh stayed in school. Claude went out on tour, just for a semester. Years. It turned into years.
I've done my best. My best to go alone.
Claude released a solo EP in 2019, Sideline Star.
Picture this, you and me in the morning, kissing over the coffee you're pouring. It could be like that every day. Hate it that I wish you were. Hoping that I'm a better replacement for the guys that you're always out chasing. Or should I accept things I can't change? Hate it that I wish you were. I wish you were gay so you could just hold me. Call me your babe instead of your homie.
They formed a band called Shelly with more college friends, including Claro and drummer Noah, and put out a couple of songs. Everyone in Shelly would collaborate on Claude's full album, Super Monster, and the whole band played on the song Falling with the Rain. KEXP's DJ Evie asked about the title of the album.
So, Claude, your debut full-length record, Super Monster, is out now, and it's gorgeous. I just want you to know it is. Yeah, it's a perfect record, and it's exactly the kind of record that I needed in my life in 2021. So thank you for that. And I'm hoping that you can tell me a little bit more about the title of the record and what it means to you.
Yeah, definitely. So Super Monster means a couple different things. It was originally from a Daniel Johnston sketch, and I've been like a fan of Daniel's work for a while, his music and his art. And on my last day of mixing my record, the owner of Electric Lady Studios, where we were mixing, just like happens to be managing Daniel's artwork right now with Daniel's brother. And he like rushed over on a bike at like 2 a.m, like the last day we were recording. It was like raining, total like rom-com style.
Like a perfect drama.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't have the album title yet, too, which was also like on the at the forefront of my mind while we were mixing. And he was like, Claude, like, I have something to show you. I don't know if you like Daniel Johnston, but here. And he like showed me this sketch that he just like found in at Daniel's parents' house. And it said Claude the Super Monster on it. Mm. And it was like so, it was the exact spelling of my name. It was just really weird. And at the same time, I was like reading a lot about how like the genderqueer experience is often compared to that of like Frankenstein or of like creatures and monsters. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to put like creature or monster in my album title. And so right away I just asked the family if I could use Super Monster, and then I did my own artwork for it. But yeah, it's sort of where it came from.
Most of the songs were recorded in New York at people's houses, but Soft Spot was written with Dan Nigro, who is having a good year. He also produced Driver's License with Olivia Rodrigo.
I got my driver's license last week.
Claude's debut full-length, Super Monster, is available on Saddest Factory Records. For this session, Claude and band, Sarah and Rex, performed 5 songs from the album recorded at Freedom Heart Studio. We are more than excited to present Claude, live on KEXP.
But I'm coming back.
Just heard Claude with the songs Cuff Your Jeans and Guard Down.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Claude.
Breathe or put down my I've got it for you.
And that was our live session with Claude. You heard the songs In or In Between, This Town, and Soft Spot. We'd like to thank Claude and the band for virtually stopping by. Shout out to our partner station, WGSU 89.3 in Geneseo, New York, broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.